9th chapter, text 18. And all the mobiles are in silent mode, yes? Please. Katir Partha Prabhu Sakshi.
Katir Partha Prabhu Sakshi.
Nivasa Sharanam Suhrit.
Nivasa Sharanam Suhrit.
Prabhava Pralayasthanam.
Prabhava Pralayasthanam.
Nithanam Bijamavyayam.
Nithanam Bijamavyayam.
Katir Partha Prabhu Sakshi.
Katir Partha Prabhu Sakshi.
Nivasa Sharanam Suhrit. Prabhava Pralayasthanam. Nithanam Bijamavyayam. Anyone else have a book? You have a book?
Yatirvata Prabhu Sakshi. Nivasa Sharanam Suhrit. Prabhupadrayasthanam Nithanam Bijamavyayam. Katir Partha Prabhu Sakshi. Nivasa Sharanam Suhrit. Prabhupadrayasthanam Nithanam Bijamavyayam. Katirvarta Prabhu Sakshi. Nivasa Sharanam Suhrit. Prabhava Pralayasthanam. Nithanam Bijamavyayam. Katirvarta Prabhu Sakshi. Nivasa Sharanam Suhrit. Prabhupadrayasthanam
Nithanam Bijamavyayam.
Katir Partha Prabhu Sakshi.
Katir Partha Prabhu Sakshi.
Nivasa Sharanam Suhrit.
Nivasa Sharanam Suhrit.
Prabhupadrayasthanam.
Prabhupadrayasthanam.
Nithanam Bijamavyayam.
Nithanam Bijamavyayam. Nivasa Sharanam Suhrit. Prabhupadrayasthanam. Nithanam Bijamavyayam. Katihi Go Partha Sustainer. Prabhu Lord. Sakshi,
Sakshi,
witness,
witness.
Nivasaha,
abode,
Sharanam,
Sharanam,
refuge,
Suhrit,
most intimate friend,
Prabhava,
creation,
Pralayaha,
dissolution,
Sthanam,
ground. Nithanam,
resting place.
Bijam, seed. Avyayam,
imperishable.
I am the goal, the sustainer, the master, the witness, the abode, the refuge, and the most dear friend. I am the creation and the annihilation, the basis of everything, the resting place, and the eternal seed. Purport. Rati means the destination, where we want to go. But the ultimate goal is Krishna, although people do not know it. One who does not know Krishna is misled, and his so-called progressive march is either partial or hallucinatory. There are many people who make as their destination different demigods. And by rigid performance of the strict respective methods, they reach different planets known as Chandraloka, Suryaloka, Indraloka, Maharloka, etc. But all such lokas, or planets, being creations of Krishna, are simultaneously Krishna and not Krishna. Such planets, being manifestations of Krishna's energy, are also Krishna, but actually they serve only as a step forward for realization of Krishna. To approach the different energies of Krishna is to approach Krishna indirectly. One should directly approach Krishna, for that will save time and energy. For example, if there is a possibility of going to the top of a building by the help of an elevator, why should one go by the staircase, step by step? Everything is resting on Krishna's energy. Therefore, without Krishna's shelter, nothing can exist. Krishna is the supreme ruler because everything belongs to him and everything exists on his energy. Krishna, being situated in everyone's heart, is the supreme witness. The residences, countries, or planets on which we live are also Krishna. Krishna is the ultimate goal of shelter, and therefore one should take shelter of Krishna, either for protection or for annihilation of his distress. And whenever we have to take protection, we should know that our protection must be a living force. Krishna is the supreme living entity. And since Krishna is the source of our generation, or the supreme father, no one can be a better friend than Krishna, nor can anyone be a better well-wisher. Krishna is the original source of creation and the ultimate rest after annihilation. Krishna is therefore the eternal cause of all causes. Om jnana timiram tasya jnanam jana sulakaya chakshur militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manopistam sthapitam jena bhutane svayam rupa kadamayam tathati shapatatikam vandeham shri gurau Shri Jatapada Kamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamstra, Shri Rupam Shagarshatam, Sharana Raghunatham, Vitam Stam Sajivam, Shadvaitam Shabhatutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sharana Lalita, Sri Vishakam Pitamstra. He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kamshana Gopangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hori Priye. Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyadevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashari Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I just thought of a new idea for telephones. Anyone whose mobile rings, I'm in charge for BBT in Africa. In Africa, we have many poor countries, and they need money for book production and so on. So if your mobile rings, I'll accept your donation of your mobile, which I can sell to make money for Africa.
Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi Nivasa Sharanam Suhrit Prabhava Pralayasthanam Nidhanam Bijam Abhiyas. Oh, Krishna is everything. Gati. He is the ultimate goal of life. Nate vidu swarta gati ni Krishna. Vidu rashaya ye bahirartaman. The real goal of life is Krishna. The real goal of our self-interest. Everyone's interested in himself. But people don't know what their self-interest is. They think that simply making money or maintaining family is the target of their self-interest. And they forget that such things are temporary. And that our real self-interest lies in the eternal service of Vishnu, of Krishna. Bahirartamaya. Instead of being interested in Krishna, we're interested in some external interest, something related to the external energy, Maya. Something on the platform of this body, which is external. The internal thing is the soul. The external thing is the body. When we make our goal, our target of self-interest, this body, and that which is related to the body, then we're missing the real goal. The real goal is Krishna. And Krishna's planet, the abode of Krishna. That's the real goal of self-interest. From another point of view, Srila Prabhupada discusses that whatever goal we're trying to reach is ultimately Krishna, indirectly. Someone wants to reach Indraloka, someone wants to reach Chandraloka, someone wants to reach the top tier of the corporation, someone wants to reach this or that. Whatever goal, whatever place that we're trying to reach, that's ultimately Krishna. Because Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. There's nothing outside of Krishna. Therefore, the place that we're trying to reach, whatever place it is nothing but Krishna. Indirectly. Indirectly, it's Krishna. There's someone who's someone wants to live in the governor's mansion. But somehow or other he commits a crime and he's sent to prison. So the prison is also another of the governor's mansions. But it belongs to the governor, after all. But it's the unfortunate place to go. If you become a guest of the governor in his mansion, that's very nice. If you become a guest of the governor in his prison, that's not so nice. But either way, you're the governor's guest. So wherever we go, it's Krishna's energy. It's one of Krishna's residential places. But it's not the recommended destination. It's not the recommended destination. The recommended destination is the eternal abode of Krishna. The demigods are all representatives of Krishna, so by approaching the demigods, we're approaching Krishna. But indirectly. What is that? Ye pyanya devata bhakta yajante shradhayanvita te pimam eva bhakta yajantya vidhipurvaka. Someone may say that, all right, you're worshipping Krishna very sincerely, but there are people who are very sincerely worshipping Lord Shiva, Lord Ganesh,
Durga Devi, or other devatas, Murgan, whatever it may be,
Shraddhayanvita, with faith.
So what's, aren't they also in the same platform as the devotee of Krishna? Krishna says, yes, they're also worshipping me. Ye vyanya devata bhakta yajante shraddhayanvita te pimane lakarti. They are worshipping me. But yajant yavidhi purvaka. They're doing it in the wrong way. Avidhi means against the right principles. Avidhi purvaka. Srila Prabhupada gives the example that when we meet the spiritual master or some superior person, we offer our respects by touching his feet. So someone may say, well, there's no difference between the spiritual master's feet and the spiritual master's head. So I'll touch the spiritual master on his head. So that's all right, it's the same. You're still touching the spiritual master, but that's avidhi purvaka. We're doing it in the wrong way. If we touch the lotus feet of the spiritual master, then the spiritual master will understand, yes, he's offering me respect. If I touch him on the head, that's for offering blessings, not for offering respect. Or we meet our mother and father, and instead of touching their feet, we touch their head. That's avidhi purvaka. We're doing it in the wrong way. So Krishna says, those who are worshipping the anya devata, other devatas, are also actually worshipping me, because there's nothing other than me in all existence. But they're doing it the wrong way. Avidhi purvaka. Natevidu svartakati. They don't know that the real goal is Vishnu. Even the other devatas, even the demigods, are always looking toward the lotus feet of Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Pada Sarapa Shanti Sutta. So, Gati, the real goal is Krishna, and Partha, the sustainer of everything, is Krishna. It's Krishna who's giving us the rain, or Krishna who's giving us the sunshine. It's Krishna who's providing the light of the moon, which provides nourishment for the vegetables. It's Krishna who's providing the very place where we sit, wherever we are. Krishna is providing air, Krishna is providing water, Krishna is providing everything that we need. And without Krishna, none of these things will be provided. It's all dependent on Krishna. So I may be sustained, just like the calf is maintained by the cow, or the children are maintained by the parents, or the citizens are maintained by the state. But finally, it's Krishna who's maintaining everyone. Without Krishna, no one can do anything. So finally, Partha, the sustainer, is Krishna. And Prabhu, he is the Supreme Lord. Sarvaloka Maheshwara. He's the owner of all the planets on which we live. He's the controller of everything. And therefore he's the Supreme Lord. He's the Supreme, yes. Nityo Nityanam, Chaitanya Chaitanam. He's the Supreme Living Entity among all living entities. So Krishna is the Prabhu. And Sakshi. He's the witness of everything. From within the heart of every living being, he's seeing everything. Ishra Sarvabhutanam Vite Sarvabhutanam. There's nothing that Krishna doesn't see. Therefore, we can't get away with anything. But I'll do something, and Krishna will know. Krishna can't be cheated. Krishna's there within the heart. He sees everything. Or, from the other point of view, whenever we're doing something for spiritual advancement, Krishna sees that also. He sees this person is sincerely trying. This person is chanting my holy name. This person is thinking about me. This person is reading about me. This person is trying to render some service. Krishna sees. It's not that if no one sees, then my effort is gone in vain. Others may see or not see. I may get a certificate or a medal or an award or an announcement, or no one may notice. But Krishna notices. Krishna is there within the heart of every living being, and ultimately he sees. He's within the heart, and he sees. Yes, this person is. Even if we may be misunderstood by others. Others may think this person is very foul, or this person is incompetent, or this person is insincere, or this person is this or that, and he's not doing it the right way, or whatever they may think. Others may not appreciate, or they may not even know what we're trying to do. They may not even know where to reach this. There may be no recognition from anyone. But Krishna is in the heart, and he sees, yes, this person is serving me. So he's the sakshi that way. If we turn away from Krishna, Krishna sees that. And when we turn toward Krishna, Krishna sees that. And he's the sakshi. He also served as the witness in one particular case where there was some dispute about a marriage agreement. The promise was made before the deity, the one Brahmin promised, a wealthy Brahmin promised a poor Brahmin that I'll offer you my daughter in marriage. And later, because of family disagreements, the elderly Brahmin didn't acknowledge that the agreement had been made, or just sort of stepped back while his family members tried to cancel the agreement. But the young Brahmin said, no, this agreement was made before the deity. He's my witness. So then the son of the elderly Brahmin, who was the one who was especially trying to cancel the deal, said, all right, that's good. If he's your witness, bring him. He was thinking, this deity is not going to come, so my case is safe. That's the only witness he has. So the young Brahmin said, yes, good. And he went back to the town where the deity was present. And that was Vrindavan, I think, yes. Went back to Vrindavan where the deity was present. And said, sir, this is the issue that this disagreement has arisen. And you're the witness, so I need you to testify to my case. The deity said, I'm a deity. How do you expect me to walk all the way to, was it Puri? I think, yes, to Puri. How do you expect me to walk there? Not Puri, Ramana.
Vidyanagar?
No, to Ramana was the place. Orissa. Near Puri. Well, how do you expect me to walk all the way there? After all, I'm a deity. And the Brahmin said, sir, if you can talk, you can walk. He agreed that that was a good argument. So he accompanied the Brahmin and back to his place, Raymana. Then the Brahmin announced, called all the villagers, "My witness has come, my witness has come." And the Brahmin got the girl, everything was fine. I hope the marriage worked out okay. But in any case, the Lord agreed to serve as the witness in that case. The deity is still there in Raymana, it's called Shachi Gopal. And Gopal who served as a witness. So for a pure devotee of the Lord may even serve in this way as witness. Still, it's there that if we want to exact a promise from someone, we may ask that you promise in front of the deity. Because before the deity, no one can tell a lie. And no one can make a promise and before the deity and break it. And that's very abominable. So sometimes the deity serves as a witness. But in any case, the Lord is within the heart, and He is the ultimate witness. Srila Prabhupada told that when he was in his student days, some professor who was also a priest, the priests were the professors, said that he was dismissing the idea of karma and reincarnation. He said, this idea of retribution like that, who's the witness to see? Who's the witness to see what activities you performed and therefore what karma you should get? And Prabhupada said, this is the answer, that Krishna is the witness from within the heart. Or in the Bhagavatam also it said that whenever we do something, the sun is the witness, moon is a witness, sky is a witness, the directions are witnesses, and fire is a witness. All of these elements are there. So how can we do anything that will not be witnessed? And these witnesses are all representatives of Krishna. So even if you think, well, the sun is the witness, the moon is, that means Krishna is the witness. Because Krishna is ultimately the sun, Krishna is the moon, Krishna is the air, Krishna is all directions. In the 11th chapter, Arjuna prayed to Krishna like that. You're the sun, you're the moon, you're the air, you're everything. So that's a fact. Krishna is everything. And therefore he's witnessing everything. It's said that the sun is the eye of the Lord. Sashi Suri Netram in the 11th chapter. The sun and moon are the eyes of the Lord. So what doesn't he see? Sakshi and Nivas, the residence. Our residence is also Krishna. We're living in a house or a flat or wherever we're living. That house or flat is nothing but Krishna's energy. So we're living in Krishna, or we're living in a particular country, that country is also a manifestation of Krishna's energy. Sometimes people name their house after themselves, Agarwal Nivas or whatever. Those who are more Krishna conscious, they'll name it after Krishna, Gopal Nivas or something. As long as their name isn't Gopal, even if their name is Gopal. But finally, all of these nivasas, all of these residences, are nothing but Krishna's energy. So we're living in Krishna. This temple is Krishna's energy. The floor is Krishna's energy. So we're living in Krishna. But we're forgetting Krishna. That's all. Sharanam. And Krishna is the shelter. Sharanam. Mamekam Sharanam. Krishna says, make me your only shelter, Mamikam Sharanam Vraja. Because everything finally takes shelter of Krishna. In the Bhagavatam, it's analyzed that there are only two tattvas, two entities, two kinds of entities in existence. The shelter of everything, and that which takes shelter of everything. Ashraya tattva and ashrita tattva. Ultimately, Krishna is ashraya tattva, because everything depends on Krishna. Therefore, everything exists under the shelter of Krishna, or Krishna's energy. And everything else is ashrita tattva, that which depends on Krishna. Just like we ourselves, we're dependent on Krishna. We may announce, I am independent. But no one is independent. Even, let's take our senses. We say, seeing is believing, show me, listen, I can see what's going on. But our eyes are dependent. Without the physical eyes, you can't see. If you have cataracts or blindness, you can't see. So you depend on the eye, and you depend on the sun. You have very good eyes. If you turn the lights off, your good eyes don't do you any good at all. So you need the sunlight, or the light which is coming from the sun indirectly through electricity. And the sun planet is ultimately under the control of the sun god, so we're dependent on him also. So I think I'm independent. But to see, I depend on Krishna. To hear, I depend on the ear. I depend on the air through which sound travels. If they pump out all the air, I think, then you can't hear anything. There's no waves for the low medium for the waves to travel in, air waves. And then we're dependent on the demigod who controls that air. For touch also, we're dependent on the sense of touch. We're dependent on the demigod who controls that sense. We're dependent on the air, because again, it's the air traveling within the body that makes touch possible. The tongue, we're dependent on that little organ. We're dependent on water. If there's no water on the tongue, you can't taste anything. Then we're dependent on the demigod who provides the water. So to taste, to see, to hear, to speak, to move, to do anything or perceive anything, we're completely dependent, not independent. Finally, we're dependent on Krishna. Even the demigods themselves, who are the big controllers, are also dependent. So, Sharanam Mama, Krishna says, Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Take shelter of Krishna. Take shelter of me. And Suhrid, he is the best friend of everyone. There are different words for friend. Bantu, Mitra, but Suhrid is a heart-to-heart friend, a very intimate friend. Suhridam Sarvabhutanam, Krishna says, I'm the best friend of every living being. We make friendships with people, but sometimes our friends double-cross us, they have their own self-interested heart. Or a friend is a friend for some time. Like children, they have a best friend. Whether their best friend moves, or the best friend becomes his worst enemy. So the friendships of this material world are temporary, unreliable. But even if someone remains our friend, sometimes what can he do for us? I'm your friend, but there's nothing I can do to help you. But Krishna is the best friend and the most capable friend. Since he's within the heart, he's the most intimate friend. Even our best friends may misunderstand us, may not know what we have at heart.
But Krishna always understands. He always knows. And he's always the well-wisher.
I do something, the person says, that's it, that's the end of our friendship. I lent you money, you didn't pay me back, or whatever it may be. So our friendship is finished. But Krishna never says our friendship is finished. Even the demons, for them too, Krishna is the best friend. If he kills the demons, he gives them liberation. So he's friendly even to them. As Prabhupada points out, he's the father of every living being, and therefore he's always the well-wisher and friend.
Prabhupada Pralayasthanam,
everything, creation, maintenance, and dissolution, all depend on Krishna. Nithanam, he's the resting place of everything. The entire material, cosmic energy finally rests on Krishna. And Bijamavya, he's the seed of everything. Bijamam sarvabhutanam vidhi partasanati. He's the ultimate seed. He's the ultimate seed of everything. Even the seeds in this material world to grow food. Oh, there's my phone. Food grains in this world, in this food grains that we depend on, come from seeds. Those seeds are also Krishna, because they're energy of Krishna. Or finally, Krishna is the seed of everything. Whatever there is. Aham bija pradapita. He's the seed-giving father. He's the father who provides the seed. He's the seed. He's the result of the seed. Vasudeva's argument to Krishna is everything. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes?
Maharaj, when we tell devotees, chant the holy name of Krishna, they say, Sarva Deva Namaskara Keshava Pratigacchati.
Sarva Deva Nam?
Namaskara. Keshava Pratigacchati. So whatever namaskara I offer to any other, it goes to anyway Krishna, so it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, indirectly. The, quote me again, Sanskrit.
Sarva Deva Namaskara. Keshava Pratigacchati. So anyway, it goes to Keshava.
It does, but indirectly. And you pay a bribe, ultimately it goes to the government, but indirectly. It's not the same as paying your taxes. Anyway, if ultimately everything goes to Krishna, Sarva Deva Namaskaram, if whichever deity you worship, finally it goes to Krishna, so why don't you cut out the middleman and go to Krishna? In business, isn't that what we do? In business, that's our goal, is that I'm giving something, some money to someone, but he's just giving it to someone else and taking his cut. So if I can skip him and go directly, then it's better. So why should I go through the various demigods if the goal is Krishna, parigacchati? So Krishna says, Mam ekam shananam raja. Why should I not go directly to Krishna? That should be the conclusion. Keshava. Something else? Otherwise, your offering goes to Krishna, but you don't go to Krishna.
Yes, that's
Whatever you offer to the demigod goes to Krishna ultimately, because the demigods are all servants of Krishna. But because you offer something to the demigod, you go to the demigod. Yanti deva bhuta devan. Pitrin yanti pitri bhuta. Bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhya janopima. If you worship the anya devata, sarva devata,
The offering goes ultimately to Krishna, but you go to that devata. You go to Indraloka, Chandraloka, this loka, that loka. And when those lokas are destroyed, or before them, Shine Funye Mochiloka Vishanti, you come back down here. Katagatam Kama Kama Labhante. We're going through the heavenly planets to satisfy our material desires, but then we again have to come back down here. But those who Mamapecha Punarjana Dukale Mashashita Napunati Mahatmanaha Samsitin Pranamavita. Those who engage in the service of Krishna go to Krishna. They achieve the supreme destination and they never come back. So therefore, better to worship Krishna. Better.
Even after understanding or even after hearing so much, still we don't get that faith.
Even after hearing so much, we don't get that faith. That's our misfortune. But if we're not totally unfortunate, then we'll go on here. And if we hear in a submissive way in the association of devotees, gradually faith will come.
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
If a demigod possesses himself or herself in a position of a spiritual master, then can we offer worship him?
Yeah, if the demigod, in the mood that the demigod is a spiritual master, we can worship the demigods. The gopis were worshipping Katyayani, Durga. But generally people worship Katyayani, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. Give me so many things. But the gopis, they were worshipping Katyayani. Please let us have Krishna as our husband. Their target was Krishna. Similarly, at the time of her upcoming marriage to Shishupal, Rukmini Devi worshipped Shiva Parvati. That was the tradition in her family, that Kula Devata was Shiva Parvati. So they brought her to the temple to perform their various rituals. So she was seeing the deity, and she was praying to the deity, if I've ever done anything to satisfy you, if there's any credit that I have with you, if there's anything I've done to please you, please don't let me be married to this rascal Shishupal. Please let Krishna come king of it. So if you want to pray to the deity, please let Krishna kidnap me. That's very good.
Hare Krishna.
Now their pious credit is exhausted, there's no saying what will happen to them next. But Pratyabhaya Nibidyate, what is that? Yeah, what's the beginning of the verse? Svapam apyasvidharma svitrayate manto vayapa. What's the beginning?
Deha
vikramanasya sti pratyabhaya nibidyate.
In Krishna consciousness, there's no diminution. So whatever credit you've gained, that's your permanent credit. The material activities, any credit you gain, is wiped out. It's ultimately wiped out. You get some pious credit and you use it up. You go to the heavenly planets, you come back down. Whatever progress you've made in spiritual life is your eternal credit. In material life, you get a PhD. The next life, you're born just as a crying infant with no benefit, can't produce your educational certificate. But one who engages in the service of Krishna has eternal credit, and it simply increases until one attains perfection. Anything else?
If you should have a strong faith in Krishna, because the demigods are still known to be weak faith.
But the demigods what?
People go to demigods because they are weak heart. They don't have faith in Krishna. Once you have a strong faith in Krishna, you will not deviate from
Krishna. One who has strong faith in Krishna will not
go to any demigod.
Go to any demigod, yes.
And there are no demigods. I am not very demigod. There is no demigod.
Yes.
Why do you talk about demigod?
I couldn't hear.
Who existed as a demigod? He is a Krishna.
I still couldn't hear. You're way in the back of the room and I can't hear. Can someone tell me?
There are no demigods. Actually, I have not seen any demigods in my life. Only little Krishna.
Yeah.
He is survived. He has come. He has given Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
He has shown the path of truth. Why we talk about demigods?
Why should people go to the demigods? They're bereft of knowledge and because of their excessive material desires. Therefore, they go. That's their misfortune. Otherwise, if we go to Krishna, that's our good fortune. Thank you. All right. Any other questions? Should we stop there? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Praise to you.